It is Tuesday morning. That means time for your PNW Ag Network Price at the Pump. Joining us, as always, is Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. And Patrick, thanks for the time. A tentative deal between the United States and Iran. How's the oil market reacting?
Yeah, so oil prices down about 5% to start the week. Obviously, a tentative deal between the U.S. and Iran pushing oil lower this morning. Now we focus on the details, whether or not this deal, which is tentative, will be signed later this week. Obviously, we have seen deals fall apart in weeks past. So a little bit of pessimism here, but some optimism that the deal will pan out. If it does allow the strait to reopen, certainly that would be good news to allow oil supplies to begin moving again, for global oil inventories to continue rising. And at least for now, it looks like gasoline and diesel prices may continue trending lower so long as this deal holds up.
So, Patrick, in your assessment, when will people feel a little more confident, a little more comfortable with this agreement between the U.S. and Iran? Is it going to be Friday? Could it be maybe more midweek?
Well, I think it's going to be taken almost day by day. Looking at the details, it's supposed to be signed later this week. I think the real question is, when will markets and ships regain the confidence to start sailing through the strait? In my mind, that's going to be one of the critical elements to whether or not this is the situation's any different or improved. So, looking at marinetraffic.com this morning, a website that tracks tankers, we're seeing a little bit of movement, but not a lot of transiting through the strait just yet. And that's going to be something that we'll have to keep an eye on here in the days ahead.
I'm curious, Patrick, we've heard from the U.S., we've heard from Iran. What's been the international reaction to this tentative agreement?
Well, the international reaction, oil is down globally. I'm sure there's a lot of countries that are hoping that this happens. But it appears that certainly there could be a challenge with Israel and Lebanon. Of course, that is part of the peace deal. So I think that's going to be one of the critical elements to keep an eye on here in the days ahead. If Israel will continue to hold back from new attacks, or whether they will continue attacks, and that really will contribute to whether or not this peace deal is ultimately successful or not.
Patrick, before we let you go, let's take a look at those fuel prices. What are fuel prices looking like across the Northwest and across the West Coast?
Well, at least for now, we've continued to see some relief. In fact, some of the largest declines across the country over the last week have been along the West Coast. Average gas prices nationally fell below the $4 a gallon mark for the first time since mid-April. The good news is, while gas prices are still high in Washington state along with diesel, we've seen some big drops. In fact, one of the largest weekly drops in gas prices was in Washington state. Prices fell 17 cents. In addition, diesel prices down to about $6.40 a gallon now in the state. Both of those are moving lower. So certainly good news is that diesel and gasoline prices have fallen. And that's a trend that should continue here this week, really contingent on any new developments between the U.S. and Iran.
Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy.com. Thanks so much for joining us right here on PNWAg.net.